The Thousandth Brumby, Silver Brumby, Book 12, written by Eileen Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. For a while, when the pups had grown a bit, they all continued hunting and playing as a pack. Miss Dingo's pups were very pretty, a faint blue tinge in their ruff, showing their blue heeler inheritance from Lightning, and their hunting ability telling of their dingo forebears. Socks moved his family to the cave near the Cascades. There was room for them all and good hunting, so they lived there for a while, Socks proudly hunting with them and driving away any Brumby chasers. After a while, Socks began to recognize two men who came more than most, realized that they were watching his family. Lightning was disturbed too, feeling that those men kept looking for them. One of the men carried a lasso. One horse had an unusual offside hoof print. Lightning watched for it closely. One day, after light rain, he saw hoof marks quite near the hidden mouth of the cave. He made sure Socks saw them too, by keeping on sniffing at them. When Socks sniffed at the queerly shaped hoof mark, Lightning gave a low growl to indicate his anxiety. Then he gathered up little Miss Dingo and her pups and stood ready to go, wherever Socks thought best. Obviously, the men would find them sooner or later. Socks knew he had to take his family somewhere else, but where would he find a good hiding place? There were lots of rocky tors in the Ram's Head Range, but too much open country between them. Then he wondered about the grassy ridge down off the North Ram's Head. Could there be a hollow to one side of that ridge? There must be the head of a little creek. This would be the way to go, up now, onto the Ram's Head Range and then over the edge into the Leather Barrel, keeping above the thick scrub. There might not, of course, be much for the Dingo family or Lightning to hunt. Anyway, Socks thought, let's go. He gave Lightning a friendly tug on one ear and led off upwards and upwards till they reached the old cattle track over Dead Horse Gap. Lightning showed his pleasure in being on the move again by jumping up and licking Socks's nose. Miss Dingo showed her excitement by rolling over on her back in front of Socks. The pups were galloping about and rolling in the snow grass. Both Socks and Lightning stopped often to listen for anything following them and to hear any message told by the birds. There was a strange silence. The snow gum leaves were moving slightly above the old hut at Dead Horse Gap. The Bogong Creek rippled over stones with the lovely song of a mountain creek. All was well.